My real job is I support the Naval Aviation Depot. I have the oversight of folks that basically support production, and it's roughly 200 people.
So you help keep the airplanes flying,
yes,
ultimately.
It's a depot that we overhaul, yes, all the military fighters and reconnaissance planes, correct. Yes.
So it's been busy the last few years, huh? A lot of
yes,
operational tempo.
Indeed, indeed. It certainly has been busy for us.
And how long have you been in the federal government?
I've been in the federal government since 1983. I actually started in Norfolk, Virginia, and in 1995 I was caught up in the BRAC, and that transitioned me to Jacksonville.
All right, so now you are VP of the Federal Managers Association. Does that mean you're in line for the top job down the line?
Yes. I was, prior to the election, I was the deputy director for Region 2, which happens to cover the lower southeast region of the state with Florida, where I reside. And being elected as the vice president yesterday, yes, it puts me now in second of the association. So
it seems like federal managers are kind of under assault from a lot of ways, at least people talking about the bureaucracy and what we can afford and what we should pay them and so forth. How does it look from the point of view of a Navy depot in Florida as opposed to Washington?
Well, truthfully, I wish that we were making the money that's being touted. You know, I don't know where those figures really come from, but from what I know and what I see, they are somewhat inflated with the benefits, in my opinion. I do know that we have very technical, skilled artisans who do a job that requires, you know, a good salary. But if you compare apples and apples, I think we're probably not as the claims. I think we're actually probably 20-23% less than the private sector.
So how can the Federal Managers Association help?
Well, I think I give good examples of true comparisons. I think what's important is that we show exactly what an artisan working on a military aircraft makes compared to what an employee working for like a Boeing or a private sector aircraft and do a true comparison for the same type of work.
Now, you say artisan. What does that mean?
It's basically a skilled employee who at the journeyman level you know, works without supervision and knows what the requirements are for completing a mission on an aircraft.
So they can, like, take the wing off and put it back on?
Completely, yes, completely.
So that when somebody climbs into the cockpit to fly it, they know that whoever put that wing back on did it right.
Correct. Exactly right.
So these are life and death jobs.
Very much so. These aircraft come in and they're disassembled basically to almost couldn't even recognize them. That's the you know, taking down parade rest, as we call it. The wings do come off. Some like on F-18s, they're actually cut in two, replace the center barrels, and so it's actually it's amazing how the aircraft comes in. Yes, and flight safety is one of the critical things that we have to be aware of. So, yes.
Sort of like the bicycle on Christmas morning. So the pieces are all over the place and somebody's got to put it back together.
Exactly.
George Smith is Deputy Director for Production at the Support Group Naval Aviation Depot in Jacksonville, Florida. What's kept you going all these years as a federal manager, federal worker?
Well, it's a lot of pride that I have with what I do and supporting the warfighters. And I go to bed feeling good at what I do, so I make enough salary to where I pay my bills, and I have benefits to take care of me if I'm ill or my family. So I think that, you know, fair days pay for, you know, good wages for a day.
And so now you're in Washington. Right now we are days away from the next possible government shutdown. How do, again, from the field, give us the Florida view of how people feel about what's going on in Washington when they can't seem to get a budget passed and you may not go to work Saturday?
There's obviously a lot of concern. You know, obviously, nobody wants to you know, go without work, but I think our job is to help others understand that you know, what we do and what we offer, and hopefully we can get the folks on the Hill to understand how important it is to pass a budget on time.
So if you could speak to the majority and the minority leader in the House and the Senate, what would you tell them?
Well, I think the first thing I would say is, you know, like everybody else, we need to balance our budgets like we do at home on time. You know, just dwelling it and passing it on just delays the inevitable. You have to do your bills and just pass those resolutions early.
All right, so the fiscal restraint is a concern of federal managers as much as anybody else, huh?
Certainly, certainly, I think so. And, you know, I think also we need to empower those that are in the federal management to step up and say exactly what we do and not be the target. So I think it's very important, and I think that's what's going to happen here. We're going to have folks on the Hill tomorrow, and they're going to give the antidotes and say the goodness that we really do provide.